lady was talking about rock and roll and bluegrass music, you know, and Bill Monroe, of course, was playing on the Opry way back, and he had a certain style on the mandolin, as these guys both can play, you know, that style. But anyway, I did a tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis up in Cleveland, and I used to open shows for Jerry Lee back in the 60s, you know. And so he wanted us to come up there and play at this tribute, you know. So after the show, anyway, we did a couple of songs, and then a whole bunch of people on the program, but they had a little after party, and his fiddle player, who married his sister in the beginning, and her name was, his name was Kenny Lovelace. I don't know, you rock and rollers will know who he was. He's an electric guitar player with Jerry Lee, and he also played fiddle, which is unusual. But Kenny walked up to me at this little after party, and he said, "Now, you know, me and Jerry used to sing all those songs." And I said, what do you mean? And he just started singing a Lester Flatt, Bill Monroe duet, you know? So those guys were teenagers, and they listened to the Grand Ole Opry, all those early rock and rollers, you know? And what was the guy in St. Louis?
Chuck Berry.
Chuck, he used to come to the Opry. Now you guys can remember all this, I can't. I just remember the sketchy stuff. But he used to hear Bill Monroe playing those licks, those downbeats on that mandolin. Now you listen to Chuck Berry, and if you hear, you're hearing Bill Monroe play the mandolin. That's what you're hearing. Believe it or not. There you go. Here, there it is.
Well, getting back to the Carter family. That's one thing Jerry Lee Lewis wasn't listening to. No, he probably was, actually. Chuck Berry, I don't know. You know. But the Carter family are one of the cornerstones of American folk music. They were some of the first people to record what you call country music, folk music, and A.P. Carter was an amazing guy. It was A.P. and his wife, Sarah, who had a beautiful voice, and her cousin, Maybelle, who was actually inventing country guitar at the time. And A.P. would travel for miles up dirt roads with a man named Leslie Riddle, an Afro-American man, and they'd visit people in their homes, and A.P. would write down the words to songs, and Leslie Riddle was like a human tape recorder. He would remember the melodies, they'd go back, and A.P. would teach them to Maybelle and Sarah, and they'd record them for a man named Ralph Peer, who got the brilliant idea to try to convince RCA Victor, the largest record company in the world at the time, to record this kind of folk music, and he succeeded in that. And now we have these great American roots, which everybody's forgetting about. Mm-hmm. Not you guys, but you know, people like David Letterman and John Jay Leno and those people, they don't seem to ever mention the Carter family or Uncle Dave Macon or Doc Box, but they actually supplied the raw material for a lot of the great music that transpired in the United States in the last century. So we'd like to do one of the 600 tunes that the Carter family recorded. It's on the Dell and Dog CD. And friends, remember, in these troubled economic times, any good financial advisor will tell you to put at least some of your money in CDs.